Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Hey, what's up, Sports V's out there? Another Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which means it's Ask Miss V Sports Time here on V's After Dark Radio. I am, of course, the man himself, James Acevedo, battling with allergies, but I'm still here. And my co-host with her hurting feet is the CEO of V's After Dark Radio and my co-host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. How you doing?
I'm here.
Barely.
I got a few things I want to talk about. And no, these are not bitches. Well, one is somewhat of a bitch. Tom Brady, whatever you want to call him.
Tom Shady.
The Plate Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get something clear with the Plate Gate. Just take it like a man. You gave it away like a man. I'm sure Giselle gets up the butt every now and then. Take it like a man.
Yeah. I mean, we all know she makes more money than you, but that's okay because you're Tom Brady. I wouldn't mind it if I was dating a very beautiful, well-known woman that's got a lot of bread. That wouldn't bother me. That wouldn't make myself less masculine. I mean, I'm not one of those type of guys, but Tom Brady, the way he looks, maybe it does. I don't know, but
maybe.
My thing is, when he said in that, if we all knew months ago that anybody doesn't know, lived underneath a rock the last few days, Tom Brady got suspended 4 games without pay. The Patriots got fined $1 million, and they will have to give up next year's first round pick and the 2017 fourth round pick. Now, I've said all along that the minimum he should get was 4, so I'm glad he got 4. I would have given him 2 months. I would have said 8 games.
That's
to really teach him.
I would have said 8.
I said the most 8, no less than 4. So at least they gave him 4. You know, it's about time, no pun intended, they grew some balls and, you know, penalized their poster child of the NFL. And I don't want to hear it. See, what people fail to realize, it's not just the deflation of the balls. It's the protocol of it. The referees checked these balls before they played the game. It was after the fact the referees checked the air pressure in the footballs that he had his ball boy go in the bathroom, deflate him a little bit, and then use the footballs. It would have been totally different if he did this deflation, the referees check them, and the referees will still say, well, this is still game.
They're okay, go on and use them.
Yeah, but so that's on the referees. Then that's not Tom Brady's fault. That's the refs. They fucked up. As well as Tom Brady. But you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be as like, well, the refs, they could have, you know, took care of it right there. But this is more than that. He did this after the fact the refs checked the air pressure on the balls. So, to me, 4 games is even. He's lucky that he didn't get more. If I was commissioner, I would give him 8. I would have said 2 months to really teach him a lesson. Everything else is fair. You know, the $1 million, which, by the way, the only thing, if you look at the bright side to the Patriots, they're actually going to save some money because Brady won't be paid for those 4 weeks. They probably can go out there and get a backup to the backup. I mean, there's rumors they're probably looking into getting Michael Vick, but I don't see Michael Vick taking a veteran minimum to play with the Patriots, but then again, why not? But then again, why not? If you want to win a championship, you have a chance for a championship, but I don't see Michael Vick doing that. But I won't be surprised they get, like, a quarterback back, you know, because I don't think they have faith in this. I forgot who's their backup quarterback that's going to have to play 4 games. But I won't be surprised they use the extra money they have now that Tom Brady won't be playing those first four games of this upcoming season, that they go get some sort of backup for those
what
four games.
What makes him think he's going to win the appeal?
I don't know. I don't know why. I think he just is doing that just to see what happens, because I'll tell
now,
you now.
This is a question I have. Before you get into it, this is the question I have. And I know everybody's going to say, Ms. B, really, you this ignorant? Yes, I really am this ignorant. Part of it is because of the pain I'm in. But the other part is because I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
When he appeals it, can they turn around and say four games was enough and give him more? Or is it just a you win the appeal and or you don't win it?
It's either you win the appeal or you don't win it. And it could be a possibility they lessen the suspension, which I would be pissed if that does happen.
But they can't increase it?
No. From my knowledge, no. I just looked up a little before we got on the air. I went to Google, and I see that the National Football League Player Association also filed an appeal on the suspension on behalf of Tom Brady. It says right here from Yahoo Sports, the NFL Players Association has formally appealed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's suspension of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady in the ongoing Deflategate saga. Quote, given the NFL's history of inconsistency and arbitrary decisions in disciplinary matters, the association said in a statement, it is only fair that a neutral arbitrator hear this appeal. Now, this is my question. The guy who did the investigation was neutral. Okay?
Yeah, he was neutral.
Yeah, the freaking Tom Brady's agent, this fucking guy, I forgot his fucking name, he went and questioned the credibility of this gentleman who was hired to look into this, you know, with no bias, no nothing. He looked into it and to question his credibility, this man's credibility. And he went back at the guy, Tom Brady's agent, saying, listen, I got no dog in this fight, basically. You know, paraphrasing here. It's like, look, I did my investigation. I went to you motherfuckers, and I said to y'all, look, you're going to cooperate, da-da-da. You didn't want to cooperate. You know, you didn't want to do this and that. So we found the evidence we found, and that's that. And like you said in the beginning, you take it like a man, and you just go on with it. See, when he, during this Deflategate leading towards the Super Bowl, when he basically said in that podium, Tom Brady, when he was saying, well, I figured I did obey the rules. Like, he didn't say, no, there's no way I didn't cheat. He said, basically, well, in my point of view, yeah, I didn't do nothing. Now, why would you say that unless you knew, well, there's a possibility
you did something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's,
I was just curious because I don't understand it. And part of, like I said, I'm sorry why I keep saying this, just because I'm in so much fucking pain that I can't really focus the way I should, but I really, you know, I think that it's stupid. You know, let's get this clear. I do think that it's stupid that he's appealing personally because, and I've said this before, because I did lose money on this game. First time I ever bet on football, and look what the fuck happened. I really think they should pull the damn title from them, even though they did not deflate the balls in the Super Bowl that we know of.
Yeah.
You know, as they say, if you've done it once, you said you ain't did it before.
Well, actually, there's a stat that that's been going around for a while that I remember my co-host Heaven Hollywood from my podcast looked up one time. Do you know, since the last 4 or 5 years, they have the lowest percentage of fumble ratio, which means they fumble the ball less than anybody in football. Not only that, but here's the kicker, Ms. V. Not only that, former players that have played in the Patriots and went elsewhere to other teams, they fumbled more with those other teams than they did with the Patriots. Now, why do you think that? I wonder why.
Because they can't hold the damn ball with the other team.
Yeah, unless it's a little air let out. The balls. You see what I'm saying? Nobody's that fucking good. I'm sorry. I don't care what team. You could have the fucking 85 Bears, okay? I don't care. Or whatever.
Damn,
the 72 The 72 Dolphins, the perfect seed. I don't care. They fumbled, okay? No, I'm sorry. And the thing that the thing that pisses me off about this is that why is Bill Belichick off the hook? I don't want to hear he didn't know. I think that's bullshit. He had to know. Because here's my point. Remember with the New Orleans Saints like 3 years ago with that bounty gate shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
They suspended Peyton, Trump Peyton, right? So wait a minute. How's he got something to do with it when it was a defensive side of the ball? Well, in my opinion, that means because he's the head coach, he's responsible for the whole team, right or wrong, right?
Yeah, correct.
So, but correct. How come Belichick, oh, because he brought out that science shit that he brought up that time, saying, well, you know, the deflation of the ball. Bullshit. He should be suspended for the year, too, just like Sean Payton did with that shit with the Saints. Why not? That's the thing that gets me with that. As you see, that makes no sense. Because then Sean Payton should have been suspended when it should have been just a defensive coach, you know, defensive head coach, you know, defensive coach, and just whoever was on a bounty gate. You know? So, to me, Bill Belichick should be punished, too. He should get a year, just like Sean Payton did. I'm sorry. Don't say he didn't know.
That's that bullshit they do.
That's that bullshit, because the Patriots is their, you know, that's their flagship franchise in the NFL. Let's keep it real.
Uh-huh.
And I'm surprised they gave him 4 games, because I really thought it was going to be some bullshit, and they weren't going to do shit.
You know what? After last year with the Adrian Pearce stuff.
I know. Ray Rice.
You know,
yeah.
Actually what they're trying to do is save face. At the end of the day, this is all they're trying to do, because we all know that the NFL is full of shit. I mean, I'm still having a hissy fit about the damn domestic violence commercials, which I didn't understand at all because I'm just being honest. I did not understand them. I still don't understand them.
I wish
somebody would call me ignorant on that. As a domestic violence survivor, it has nothing, you know, putting a commercial out there does not save the fact that there are still men and women being abused in their homes to this very day. There are still NFL men and women being abused in their homes.
Absolutely.
That commercial did nothing. And if they think that, oh, we got this zero tolerance policy and all this, sorry, let me put something out here for the fucking real people. Every single major corporation in this country has a domestic violence policy on the books, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL didn't have one.
Nope.
So I'm supposed to all of a sudden applaud them for doing something that every other major corporation and even small mom and pop company has had
zero
on
tolerance.
The books.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, why would I sit here and condone this? I don't, and, you know, I'm glad they did Tom Brady, but he's still the poster child, and if he wins this fucking appeal, I'm gonna go grow a dick.
But see, this is the thing. When going back to Bountygate again, I remember Roger Goodell saying, there's zero tolerance. Okay, so what happened the last few years after that? So let me get this straight. Bountygate, zero tolerance, but domestic violence and everything else, well, you know, it depends, you know, whatever.
What the hell, you know.
It's the Wild Wild West. You know. What the fuck?
And like I said, I have a problem with it. I'm going to continue to have a problem with it. And I really wish I didn't feel like shit so I could really form a fucking opinion today, but I can't form an opinion the way I want to because I don't have the fucking energy to. So if anybody says, hey, I'm sorry, Payton is a motherfucker.
Yeah, Payton's a motherfucker.
I would rather take a fucking punch by Mike Tyson right now than feel this shit I'm going through.
They say me, see. That Mike Tyson there.
Hey. Understand.
Now listen to this as I read this into more from Yahoo Sports about the the Players Association of the NFL also filing an appeal in behalf of Tom Brady. The NFLPA then took the argument directly to the NFL, saying that if the league and investigator Ted Wells, that was the gentleman's name that did the investigation on his Deflategate, believe, quote, that the evidence in their report is direct and inculpatory. What's inculpatory? I think I pronounced that wrong. Okay, so never mind. Then they should be confident enough to present their case before someone who is truly independent. The fuck you talking about? The guy was independent. Why, because he was hired by the NFL? Jesus Christ. Okay.
Anytime independent counsel is brought in, and, you know, Tom Brady's agent is just making his money right now. Remember, he
does
money also.
He's
doing is jockeying for more money, because the more he argues with them, remember, this man is permanently on the books with Tom Brady, as in all agents. I mean, they just don't get their flat feet. But shit like this, you know, he's probably charging $1,000 an hour or $500 an hour. I won't say he's doing $1,000, but I know he's going to at least $500 an hour. And he's got them clocking these hours of what he's doing. And rest assured, I'm sure that this right here, little amount right here, probably has already cost him $10,000 minimum. Therefore, all he's doing is jockeying for his paycheck right now. And for him to sit there and question anybody's credibility, anybody who knows anybody who's ever been to college and taken a political science class knows that regardless of who brings in the independent counsel, they are truly independent. Somebody has to pay this person, be it the court, be it somebody has to pay them. And
exactly.
Just because they're being paid by, you know, one party or the other, that does mean they're independent now. You know, and what makes them independent is their relationship to this. Like, I can be considered an independent person. I have no relationship to the NFL whatsoever other than being a fan.
Or Tom Brady,
I don't have
for example.
I don't have a relationship with Tom Brady. I don't know him. I'm not friends with anybody in his family. You know, I don't know Giselle.
Exactly.
Me and her didn't hang out at the club together.
With
the owners
of the NFL, there's no conflict of interest whatsoever.
There's no conflict whatsoever. So if I came in and did this investigation, first of all, I'm required to be paid. I don't care if the NFL pays me or Tom Brady pays me. Somebody's got to pay me. As an independent person, I'm going to do a full investigation, which means I'm going to check everything and to question, you know, that'd be saying, well, we question her credibility because all she does is sell sex toys. Okay,
yeah, they'll find a little bullshit.
I'm truly independent because the only thing I have is that I'm a fan. And let's keep it real. I'm not a fan of the fucking Patriots or the other damn team. So I'm really independent.
Yeah.
I am a Lions fan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know,
surprised that wasn't brought up.
It won't benefit, you know, but it won't benefit me at all. And I mean, so you have to look at this idiot of a fucking attorney he has. And yes, I called him an idiot.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, all he's doing is trying to win his money. I mean, you know, work for his money, and he's earning his paycheck. Let's keep it real.
But at the end of the day,
if he wins this appeal, I will be highly upset. And the fact that he's questioning anybody, I question your credibility because I want to know how much you're being paid. You know, you can't sit here and start questioning things if you don't have somebody to question you. But you said we were going to talk about what Mayweather said. I haven't seen anything. Again, I haven't researched anything, but you said the dumbass said something else. So I'm curious as to what he said.
Oh, you mean, are you talking about what he said when he changed his mind about the rematch? Yeah, well.
You said.
Yeah, let me look this up real quick. But I remember when I last looked at it, that he was. I mean, at one point, like a week ago, he wouldn't mind giving Pacquiao a rematch after Pacquiao is fully healed. And then, like a day, not even a day after, he said, "Well, you know, I changed my mind. I'm not gonna give him a rematch because he's a sore loser and he's a coward." I said, now that's the Mayweather I know. And that's the guy I love to hate. Okay.
You know, well, he probably looked and saw the numbers wouldn't be as high as they were, because I'm going to be honest. I paid for this fight. I won't pay for another fight because
Exactly. But my thing was, from a week ago, I said on my podcast, well, how would it benefit Mayweather if he has a rematch? It would more benefit Pacquiao.
Pacquiao.
You know what I'm saying? Because Mayweather got more to lose. Because now he's a little older. You see what I'm saying? I mean, not that Pacquiao's getting younger, but I'm just saying he got more to lose than Pacquiao. Pacquiao has lost 6 fights. It doesn't matter to him.
But Pacquiao's always losing fights. I mean, it's not like he came in there with a 24-0 record. So
I know. Yeah, I know.
He was beatable. And, I mean, like I said, I enjoyed the fight. Let's get this clear. For anybody who says I'm flip-flopping, I'm not flip-flopping. I did not come publicly into another fight and say that I was rooting for Pacquiao. Not because of anything other than I'm so tired of fucking Mayweather's mouth, and that is the reason why I'm rooting for Pacquiao. Because I'm not a fan. To be honest, in that weight division, I like Marquez.
You're not a fan. Yeah.
I think Marquez is the better fighter, you know, and I'll stand behind that. I do like Marquez better. I don't dislike Pacquiao, but I just think that Marquez, when you go toe for toe, is the better fighter than Pacquiao. You know, the Mayweather-Marquez fight is a fight I would prefer to see, because I think that would be a good fight. Or, better yet, I don't know what weight class Adrian Broner is in. So for anybody who says, Ms. V, I have not checked his weight class up, Adrian Broner was Mayweather. Now, grant you, they're in the same camp, but it's not unusual for you to spar and do everything in the same place and fight each other. So that could be. Now, Adrian Broner, I would fight for that fight, just because Adrian Broner got a mouth just like Mayweather. You know? And sometimes to see the master with the protege is a better bout. Think about it. And Broner is Mayweather's protege. So when you look at something like that, you'll probably get more of a toe-for-toe matchup, because the protege got to prove, hey, I can do this shit. I know how you are. And the master got to prove that I still got it. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Now, we usually do on this show, every so often, we go with our local paper. Well, I don't have my local paper, but on the internet, I just Googled about Mayweather, and there's actually a page 6 article, which is the New York Post. Anybody doesn't know, that's the gossip section.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know what page 6 is. If you're on page 6, there's some bullshit going on. Because that's all they do is gossip on page 6. Well, now, I know about page 6, and I'm not even in New York.
Yeah, see?
Page 6,
that's what I'm saying.
If you are truly a gossip person and want to get dirt on people, you will go online and look for page 6, because page 6 will give you the lowdown. Page 6 is better than Wendy Williams when it comes down to fucking dropping shit that nobody knows. Them and TMZ got the shit going on. I don't know who they got on the inside, but page 6 and TMZ, you want to know some real nitty-gritty? Because you don't hear about page 6 getting sued either, because they fact-check over and over and over.
That's right.
I'm sorry I went there.
That's true, and TMZ don't get sued either. Exactly. So here we go. You ready for the title? Are you ready for the title of this article? And I said this would be a big possibility, because I you know how cynical I am. The title of this article is Mayweather Pacquiao Already Negotiating Rematch. Here you go. This is from Richard Johnson from the New York Post for page 6. The rematch is on. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao made so much money on their recent bout, they want to do it again. The May 2nd fight attracted celeb fans from Beyonce to Drew Barrymore, Michael Jordan to Justin Bieber. Although the fight was a snooze and Pacquiao is recovering from shoulder surgery, sources say Showtime, HBO, Bob Arum, and all the other parties to the record-breaking $600 million event are ready for more. Quote, it's already being negotiated, a source told me. Pacquiao needs 4 months of rehab post-surgery and 3 months to train. Quote, the fight will be the first event at the under-construction MGM AEG Arena set to open next year. All the parties
That's
involved...
in Vegas.
It's in Vegas, absolutely. It's in Vegas. All the parties involved in night talks are underway, but I'm told Pacquiao wants redemption. Quote, he feels he fought with only one arm, said one insider. Mayweather will do it for the money. It's like Hollywood. When a movie makes that much profit, there has to be a sequel. While the first fight took more than 5 years to come together, all the pieces already are in place for the do-over. Mayo's article right there. I would not be surprised. I predicted it being next year in the fall. I said it. Next year, September.
Well, since we're talking about local papers, we don't have a Page Six in Detroit. We just got to remember the first section.
Yes.
Hey, baby. I'm doing my sports show. How you doing? Go on and have a seat. Yeah. Hey, at least this isn't DDD show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that would have been weird.
Here is let's talk about my Tigers.
Meow.
I'm not the Detroit Tigers. You know the ones who win us on Sunday night. Yes, do you hear that? I got a Tiger. not white Tigers. Detroit Tigers.
Poor kid being raised wrong.
Yeah, Detroit Tigers.
That's sweet.
See,
Grandma V in the house.
He was clapping for the white Tigers.
He only was clapping for the white players of the Tigers?
No, he likes white Tigers.
I'm just kidding. You know what I mean. By the way, your Tigers are a game out of the Central, 21-14 as we speak. My Yankees are 21-14 too. So both of my teams have the same record right now before game time tonight.
Okay.
So, I don't know if your Tigers play tonight, by the way. Oh,
cool. They played at noon today, I believe.
Oh, they did? Let me see.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. They played a going away game. Let's see.
Click on. They're playing the Twins.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. The Tigers won 13-1 over the Twins. So they just turned 21-14. 13 runs and 20 hits. Holy crap. Kicked their ass.
I think we had Kinsler back, so we had our starters today. But that's what I was going to say. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Speaking of my Tigers, and this is for anybody who doesn't know, I do subscribe to the newspaper. It gets delivered to my house. So
yes.
That's why I don't miss it. But it's the Detroit Free Press.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's here by, you know, it's here by 3:45 in the morning.
That's what I'm trying to wake up. Oh, you're already up, actually. By then.
Yeah, I'm up, you know, so when I walk out. But going back to this, Tiger's notebook, no surgery, Avila picks treatment. And for anybody who don't know, Alex Avila is our catcher, and
yes.
I ain't seen him, and he's pretty good, you know. But he was on the DL, and he was supposed to have surgery, but to avoid missing any more time, he's been put on the 15-day disabled list. And basically, I'm skimming you guys. But he will be back, you know, which is good for us. I mean, we need our catcher back. I mean, like I said, we had them no-name motherfuckers on Sunday, and I was pissed as hell. I couldn't tell where nobody was. I was like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is that? You know, really. When the pitcher's name is green and his number is 61, you're like, what the fuck type of number is 61? So we're up in the stands talking about it could have been a good number like 69. I mean, this is the shit that we do when we're bored at games. I do not talk through sports. Let's get something clear. When I pay my money to go see a sporting event, I don't have conversations. This tells you how fucked up they were because I went and got a drink. I went to the bathroom a couple of times. I was like, who the fuck is this? I said somebody must have got laid. You know, everybody's talking about they was with their mamas. Okay, I don't give a shit that was about to say. Come fucking bring your mama to the damn park and let her watch her play, okay?
By the way, thank God for this mute button because I've been sneezing and coughing all through the show.
Well, if you knew how bad my feet were hurting. I mean, I feel like I know everybody's like, why are my feet hurting? What is it called? It's a thing where your heels hurt really bad.
Plantar fasciitis. Yes. Something like that.
It started out with one heel this morning, and now it's in both feet, so you know I'm not happy. So what I'm doing is my own version of trying to take care of it, which I have ace bandages on both my feet.
Okay.
And they're tight for a reason, but when you have swollen feet and stuff, you have to do them tight, and then I will be icing up my feet. And for anybody who doesn't know, I have broken the cardinal rule of being an athlete. For anybody who's a true runner, you should be, if you run even 30 minutes a day, once a week you should do what we call an ice bath. And yes, I do mean an ice bath, where you, if you don't put ice in it, the water should be extremely cold. I mean, if you could throw a bag of ice in there, and you do it to constrict everything and get your blood flow back. And my body is reacting because I've started back working out and I've started hardcore working out, but yet and still my body isn't ready for it, so I haven't been doing ice baths or anything. I haven't even been doing cold showers. So this is the reaction to me not doing what I should, and I'm paying for it, and it just happened to be the weekend that I'm supposed to be hanging in Chicago, so I'm really doing some self-medication. And normally you only hurt bad for the first day, so luckily the first day happened today. So, I mean, by Saturday, I mean, I won't be 100% by Saturday, but I definitely will not be like this.
I hope that.
You know, the first day is the worst day because you got to realize how much pain is going to be and what your tolerance level is.
Oof.
And I'm taking ice packs with me to work tomorrow, so I will be having ice on my feet on that work. So they're going to talk about me.
Damn. So this is, like, worse than a gout, correct?
I've never had the gout, but probably.
Okay. Yeah, it has to be. So, anybody that cares, she ever made it to Chicago, One Piece. So she's there as we speak. I see her tweets.
She didn't tell me.
No, but she put it on Twitter. You know, she tweeted, like, some stuff that like she was at or whatever. So she didn't tell me personally. It wasn't like, no selfies. Not yet. No selfies.
We're doing selfies Saturday.
I can't wait.
But anybody don't know, she's also on hibernation. So
yes. So we respect her time.
The first couple of days are hibernation for her.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she knew that she had a deadline to meet. And
you have a book.
The agreement was that, you know, she would do the 2 days of hibernation. So last night and tonight she'll be in hibernation, and tomorrow I think she's hanging with some of her other friends, and then I come in on Saturday, and we're going to be hanging all day Saturday.
That's going to be cool.
And we're drinking, eating, and shopping.
Wow, that's a great Saturday.
Yes, and it's going to be 80 degrees there, so I'm going to have on a sundress and some sandals, which will help me out a little bit because, being that the train ride is 5 hours, I will be able to elevate my feet, which will also help me. Hopefully there's not a lot of people on the train. This is what I got to hope, that there's not a lot of people on the train, so that if there's somebody across from me, maybe I can elevate my feet and put my feet on the seat across from me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just hope you get there safe, because it was just the other night, there was a derailment
Philadelphia. And we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we weren't talking about the derailment, but we were talking about you catching the train in Philly, and it's like...
remember I was saying how it was so eerie, because that Tuesday night, remember, I happened to bring up about,
we were talking about
how New York is closing to Philly, because I was saying like how New York and Philly is like going from Detroit to Chicago, except it's a little longer from Detroit to Chicago, but I'm saying like as far as close vicinity. And that night when I saw it on Twitter, I said, oh my God. It's so eerie that that happened. It was a train going to New York City. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's... The guy was going, like, over 100 miles an hour. Like, what the hell are you doing going 100 miles an hour?
Well,
on a train?
They're right now blaming, you know, the...
Supposedly, from what I heard.
Conveniently, he doesn't remember anything.
So he says. I know, I heard about that. He blacked out.
Again. Whatever. Conveniently, he has no recollection.
His lawyer said
eight people are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Eight people are dead. God rest their souls.
There's still one missing, though, right? I heard there was one passenger missing or something. And over 100 people
hurt.
I
thought they said they had a count of... Well, you know what? Either way,
yeah, it's
we've
got
to say that this was a tragedy. And
absolutely.
That with this tragedy, for the engineer to say that he doesn't remember, and we're going to go back to sports because we really don't want to talk about this. For him to say that he doesn't remember, how convenient. You know, and that's all I can say, how convenient. I smell lawsuits from all directions. And for anybody, and for anybody who doesn't understand, Amtrak is federally subsidized. So if you don't understand what that means, the people who work for Amtrak are kind of like postal workers.
Yeah, they're federal workers, basically, is what you're saying. They work,
They're federal workers, but their money is, you know how we subsidize the post office and it's allowed to make a profit. Amtrak is the same way. So Amtrak and the post office are the only two federal agencies that are allowed to make profits. And that's why if you look at their website, if you go, this is a little bit of education. That's why when you go to the post office website, instead of it being a .gov website like most federal agents, Amtrak is the exact same way. The reason why is that they're a government entity, but they're ran by a public company. They have a board of directors and everything. So I see a major lawsuit, and this is where the federal government is on slippery slope with this because Amtrak is federally subsidized, but it's like somewhat a government agency, somewhat not.
Ugh.
Postal workers are government employees, but they're not government employees because they get paid more money than other government employees because of them being allowed to make a profit. So it's really weird.
Been there, done that.
But back to our sports.
Back to Spitz with your...
the Lions, let me say something good about Megatron. Now, this was...
Really?
This was on the local news. This was not in the paper. It may be up online now, but when I was watching the news earlier today, Megatron and Golden Tate helped this guy propose to his fiance.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I guess it was like some type of a spoof. I couldn't catch it all because, again, I'm in pain. So pain is a motherfucker, I'm telling you.
Yes, it is.
Pain is a motherfucker. I would rather go through labor than go through this shit right now.
Wow. That's
and I've had two children, so I could say that.
Wow. Damn. Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah.
I'm looking up. Okay. I'm trying to look up Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson assists, but just say Calvin Johnson assists with proposal.
Okay. Let me write that down.
For a marriage proposal.
That's what I'm going to do. Calvin Johnson. Johnson.
A.K.A. Megatron.
Man.
I love Megatron.
I know. I know you do. During football season, you say it every week of the whole season.
You know, and Golden Tate is starting to grow on me.
Hey, well, that was a great pickup for them. From the whole season last year, he did a lot for them. He was one of the reasons why they stay afloat.
Yeah, considering the fucking Reggie Bush was a fucking waste of money.
I didn't know Megatron got engaged back in March.
Me neither.
To girlfriend Brittany McNaughton. Yeah, she look kind of
Oh, she sounds white.
No, she's actually black. But
light-skinned. She is?
She's light-skinned. Yeah, you can look it up if you want. Her name is Brittany McNaughton.
Wait a minute, didn't they get engaged at somebody's wedding? Because I think that happened at somebody's wedding when they got engaged.
Mm. Yeah, because see, they showed them together here. Yeah, she looked bad. She looked good. Yeah, she's lighter skin. She's not light, but she's definitely not his complexion. That's the first thing I put. I put Calvin Johnson marriage proposal, and it says Megatron engaged TMZ from back in March 19th, 2000, this year. Let's see. Calvin Johnson's girlfriend, Brittany McNaughton. Here we go. Megatron about to be mega married after proposing in, let's see what this is, because it says May 17th. So this is something recent. This is probably what you were talking about. I'm clicking on it right now. This is from the Baltimore Sun. Okay, Baltimore Insider. Megatron about to be mega married after proposing in Baltimore. Ooh, let's see. What it says here. Okay, why not propose to your girlfriend while enjoying the Baltimore's Inner Harbor? We learned that Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Megatron Johnson asked Lions promotion manager Brittany McNaughton. Oh, she worked with the Lions. Oh. Interesting. That's what it is. He asked her to marry him while they were in Baltimore for the Ed. Pop-ups come up. You fucking, excuse me. Stupid pop-up. Get away in my article I'm trying to read here. Okay, I'm sorry. Manager Brittany McNaughton to marry him while they were in Baltimore for the Ed Block Courage Awards. He's the cute video of the happy. Here's the cute video of the happy couple talking about their engagement. Can I play this? Here's the video. I don't see no damn video. Okay, that's weird. So I went to one article that said they got engaged in March, and here's another article that's just recently, the 17th, talking about, oh, he just proposed to her. Okay. Weird. So what was your story? Because your story sounded different than what I was saying.
No, this guy proposed to his girlfriend, and Megatron and Golden Tate helped him. It's like they told him.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So they both happened to be there. That's somebody they knew.
Okay, here it is. Watch a man propose in front of Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate on M Live. And this is from a day ago. So MLive.com. Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate, and they have the video. Come on, damn thing. I knew that it was something more better than that. Oh, my God. Damn thing. I even take this. Allen Park. That's where their training camp is. Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate showed up to help serve food to fans at Ford Field on Tuesday night. Little did they know they'd be treated to a show as well. Johnson and Tate were stationed in the VIP section of Detroit's popular Taste of the Lions event when one fan popped the question right at the team's line of the exchange. So basically, this guy proposed to his girl right in front of Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate.
Ooh.
It was all caught on video.
And the gentleman didn't know they were there then, correct?
No, he actually known they were there because it's a video of it.
Okay.
And this just happened Tuesday night.
That's interesting. Other shit, I can't even get one.
Oh, my God. I want my feet to go down.
So it must have influenced Megatron to get engaged in Baltimore. Okay, wait a minute. I got a thing right here. Hold on. There's a video of Calvin Johnson proposing or some shit. Let's see. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. This is Calvin Johnson talking.
Looking at the video, Golden Tate is taking a picture and Calvin Johnson is sitting down and the guy is on one knee in front of his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I like how I have two audio at the same time. The fuck is this shit? All right, now you will be lowered. You're getting annoying. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, this one was weird. It's like he was sitting at a table. All you see is Calvin Johnson. He was talking to somebody, whoever was holding, like, the phone or something. filming him, but you don't see nobody else but him. I don't know what the hell he was saying. So he proposed to his girlfriend who works with the Lions. So that's how he got to know her. Okay. Interesting. She's not bad. She definitely, well, let's put it like this. She definitely looks better than Ray Rice's wife. She don't look like Skye Pippen, so that's the main thing. She is pretty. She is pretty.
I see her talking about chilling with her sister.
Oh, yeah, you saw it on her Twitter feed, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's from earlier, yeah. She was at some place in Chicago. Yeah. That's good. I figured that she would bring it up somehow. Because I was like, oh, I hope she got there okay. Because she flew there, so.
Well, we didn't hear anything. We heard about the Amtrak train. We didn't hear about
I don't know if she got there good in one piece. And she's staying there till throughout the weekend, right?
Right. She'll actually be back, I think, either Tuesday or Wednesday right before the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. I remember her telling me earlier, but I forgot if it was like, excuse me, she was coming back the beginning of the week or, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. So that's good. Yeah, I think she's taking like a full week. Yeah, you're right. She'll be back in time. Because she said she was only going to take off because she's not doing her own show tomorrow night, obviously. Which should be in Chicago. So I'm the only thing on tomorrow on Dollhouse. but it's my 1 year anniversary tomorrow being on Dollhouse. It's actually.
Well, like I said,
go ahead.
You know, we've got 1 week and then we'll be actually on our own vacation.
Yeah.
And just so everybody will know, and this will be James' first time hearing it, we're taking a 2 week hiatus in July.
Oh, 2 weeks in July. So obviously the week of, because I know the 4th of July is on a Saturday this year. So
we're taking the 2 weeks that I'm not going up into the office, we're taking off. So it'll be the week. We'll come back like at the end of July.
Oh, wow.
The first week in July we'll be on because the 4th falls on a Saturday, so we'll be on the whole first week in July.
Yeah, late June
we'll
into July.
We'll be on the 2nd.
Yeah.
We'll be on the 2nd. We'll be on after the 4th all the way up. Our last show will be the 9th of July because that's a Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll come back 2 weeks later. So we're going to actually take a full 2 week hiatus. And hopefully we'll have enough content. Well, we have enough content for the 2 weeks. That's not even an issue.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter we're going to brainstorm and we're going to figure out what's going to be playing. There will not be a repeat of Bitter Black Bitch during that time. So it'll only be, you know, just the weekly shows. And thus, I'll take that back. I'll put Bitter Black Bitch up. You know, we'll have some Bitter Black Bitch shows.
Yeah.
You know, but they're going to be all archive shows. And we've got enough content, you know. I think we may do the Naomi show. I think that we may do the Misty. We're going to do our popular shows. So, you know, probably a replay of the Naomi Banks interview and Misty Stone.
The only thing about the Misty Stone one I don't like about is that's when that night, it was about a year ago, matter of fact, just over a year ago, I think, when we did that. And I had issues being on Blog Talk because, like, I remember the show started and you hear me, but I didn't hear you. And then the show just started and Missy was there already. I was like, God damn it. Of all the days for it to fuck up, I had to fuck up that day. I remember that, though. It was a great show, though. And she was on my show.
Well, we've got a lot of shows. I mean, I am going to be contacting Mistress C to see if we could get her on before our break next week.
Yes.
I just got to. I'm in so much pain. There is nothing worse than being in pain.
Nope.
I haven't felt pain like this in years.
Wow.
And like I said, for it to be my feet didn't hurt this bad after the Prince concert.
Damn. And you stood the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Purple feet.
Well, like I said, I have them wrapped right now, so when the show ends, I will actually unwrap my feet because
gotcha. It's
not good. For anybody who knows about anything about compression, it's not good to have them in compression day and night.
Too low. Yeah.
So they will be in compression tonight, and then I will be wearing compression ankle braces tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to actually wear flats, something that I don't normally do. I'm going to wear flats tomorrow to give a major break.
Yeah.
To my
you
feet.
Have to. You have to. Very quickly before we go, the Yankees are going to try to salvage the series. If they win tonight, it'll be a split with the Rays. The Yankees have owned the Rays so far this season, which they haven't done in the last few years. So Yankees are doing well. They're still in first place. They have the same record as the Tigers, 21-14. When I say that, I think of football because it's not like a football score. 21-14. And after this game, let's see who they face next. Okay, full schedule right here. They'll face the Royals. Ooh, so you have to be rooting for the Yankees, Ms. V. They'll be facing your rivals, the Royals, in a three-game series at KC. So they'll be going to KC after this game tonight in Tampa Bay for the weekend series, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then they have a day off Monday, and they go to D.C., where Sierra is, the Washington Nationals, for a two-game series. Then they come back home for a three-game series against the Rangers on Memorial Day weekend. And on the 24th, they'll be honoring number 51, Bernie Williams, number
51.
That'd be cool. He finally announced his retirement after not playing for like 78 years.
Who announced their retirement?
Oh, Bernie Williams did, but he hasn't played since after 2006. He just never filed his papers to retire for whatever reason. Well, that's because he's busy making music. He plays guitar and stuff like that. He goes on tours and plays music. That's like his second career now. He actually plays music. So.
Step back.
9 years. It took him 9 years to finally retire. Crazy. But that's going to be good. That might be on ESPN, that game. That's a night game that night. On the 24th, the day before Memorial Day. So. That's what that, you know? You're only a game back behind the Royals, so this would be a key series. You got to be hoping my Yankees take two out of three a sweep.
The Detroit Tigers? No. Put that down. I have my company with me tonight.
I see that. One of your biggest fans.
Yeah, one of my biggest fans. I have to watch what I say because we all know that my mouth will.
Yes. Absolutely.
Only
5 minutes left of the show.
It's only five minutes left,
so I think you can do it.
Well, you know what? I've gotten everything out of my system and my feet hurt, so.
Me too.
And I've been cooking since we've been on the air.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
No kidding. Are you cooking?
So, well, I put just a Marie Callender pot pie, but I did the family size pot pie.
Okay.
So.
Nice. You're always doing something.
Well, I got to make sure I eat.
Yeah, well, obviously.
You know.
No pun intended. Feet still family now.
Yeah. I just put the pot pie out of the oven.
Pot pie. I haven't had that in a while.
You know what? The only reason I got it because I wanted something quick and...
Yeah, it's simple.
Well, it's something that I was able to pull out the freezer and throw in the oven.
Yeah,
there's something I can throw something in the oven that's healthy versus...
True.
You know, not the microwave, but actually throw it into the oven where it had to...
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. That's right. You're correct, the mundo, Misery.
I can't believe you got 4 minutes left.
I know, battling with this freaking allergies. I blame my mom's side of the family for having these allergies. Bit of motherfucker coming
that?
Out. Yeah, I told her. Yeah, I said that. I know it's her side. I know it's her side of the family. Definitely not on the Acevedo side. It's definitely not my dad's side. It's my mom's side. Because she's worse than me. Oh, my God. Way worse. Oh, my God. She has it, like, every day almost. To me, it's just a seasonal thing.
They used to have this medicine out there worked, and I don't even know if they sell it no more. But I think I told you about it. It's called ARM.
ARM? Like ARM?
And, yeah. But ARM means allergy relief medicine.
Okay,
and when
I say
that my mom and everybody used to swear by it, it used to be the stuff.
Really?
So if you find some ARM,
never heard of it.
You'll be good.
I'll Google that. Yeah, because I had Benadryl at first, right? But that makes you so fucking
That's
drowsy.
Like,
yeah,
that
shit
and
makes
on top
you drowsy.
Of that, I mean, all it does is knock you out. It really doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I know. And then I took Zetec, and that don't do shit. That's even worse than Benadryl. And it's a one-a-day shit. And the thing is, usually I only get, like, very briefly the allergies, like, for a day or two, and I'm good. That happened during the week. There was 2 days I was actually good from, like, Monday through Tuesday, and then Wednesday it came back with a vengeance. I think what happened, because the other day it was near 90, right, on Tuesday. Wednesday it dropped, like, 30 degrees. So it was only, like, in the 60s. So I think that has a lot to do with why I got this. It was a severe difference in temperature. I shit you not, on Tuesday it was near 90. It was like 86 degrees on Tuesday here. And then the next day, because I felt it the overnight, it was like in the mid-50s. And then the next day it was like not even 65. So, you know, we're talking about almost a near 30-degree drop. So I think that's a lot to do with why I've been
You know, but I think
bit.
That's why I'm not feeling good, because I went to that Tiger's game. And
that's right.
I haven't been feeling good since then.
Oh. You know what fucked you up? Because they were playing players you never heard of. That's how you got... It fucked with your immune system.
Who the fuck
is this? Oh, Mother's Day too? This is a bitch. But the main players get to be with their mothers on Mother's Day?
Yeah, I have issues with that.
Yeah.
Damn, we got 90 seconds left. Less than a minute.
Okay,
so,
well, go ahead.
You know what? I have not downloaded last night's show yet, but it'll be up tomorrow, I promise you guys.
Yeah, you
I do
always,
promise.
Yes, you're very professional with that. Very responsible. So,
you
I
know,
can't wait till Saturday.
Or Saturday. Yes.
Yeah, well, I hope you get better by before then. You still got another day tomorrow, and then hopefully Saturday everything will be cool because you have an early train to catch early in the morning.
Yeah, and thank God that I'm not driving because this gives me an additional 5 hours to have my feet rest. I mean,
that's true. Good point. That's true.
You know, the biggest thing is that all I got to do is hope that this train is somewhat empty.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll get that lucky, but I could always hope.
Yeah, you can always hope and pray, as they say. So, real quickly, it's not going to rain because you said there was a 60% chance of rain for that day.
Yeah, there's a 60% chance of rain.
It's still 60%?
But hopefully we'll beat the rain.
Hope so.
But
hopefully the rain doesn't follow you.
Well,
I said, hopefully the rain doesn't follow you on your way to Chicago.
No, I was saying that, well, you know, we got...
Yes.
We're out of time, so
yep.
We gotta tell everybody, you know, this is Sunday to the replay of the BBB show.
Yes.
And James can say it for me, but
yeah, the
replay
Black
will
show.
Be on Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll be back Tuesday, so it's all about 6 p.m. or 6.
Yes.
And everybody have a great weekend. And look, because we'll be, I know we're doing selfies this weekend.
I can't wait to see that. I'm actually excited for you and Sierra finally meeting and hanging out for a day. That's awesome. The Bare Black Bitches are meeting in person. Awesome. Cool.
Yes.
So I hope you all have fun. I can't wait to hear the stories.
Oh, I know we will.
Something to bitch about in Chicago. I know it's going to be a Chicago edition of Bare Black Bitch.
Probably.
Hope not.
I hope not.
Hopefully we have some fun.
I'm getting ready to do a BBB on a 3-year-old in a minute, so I got to get off the air. I can't wait to miss this.
Okay, so goodbye, everybody. We'll see you.
Have
a great
weekend.
Have a good weekend,
everyone. And come
back
to Sunday to the replay of Wednesday show.
That's right. And then the next live show this Tuesday is all about sex, sex, and more sex with me and Ms. V. Bye, everybody. Ciao.
Bye.
Au revoir. Arrivederci. Adios. Later.